From cowboys to shrimpers, astronauts to farmers, and roughnecks to loggers. For true Texans, there's only one place to celebrate the Lone Star State. That's right here with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, VoteBeat broke one of the strangest stories I've read in a while last week that was then picked up by other media outlets. The headline, Texas Counties Surprise Surcharge from Voter Registration Software Vendor. We'll take a look at what it's about, and there's a little information in there that I didn't know. Very interesting. Create a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. Allied Compliance Services sponsors our Lone Star story of the day. The Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sues Harris County over its guaranteed income scheme that its liberal commissioner's court and judge set up. Two of Denton ISD's principals have been indicted for illegal electioneering. And wait until you hear how the Texas Tribune characterizes a new contract with Texas plan from Texas House conservatives. It's just risible. We've got the rig count from Baker Hughes that I didn't bring you on Friday, and it was good for Texas. Oh, and praise the Lord God for rain on the high ground of Texas and other places where we need it so much to plant. Many people haven't had a decent crop in several years. Praise God for the rain that he's been bringing today and maybe all night. Let's hope steady good rain across the world's largest cotton-producing region and other crops and everything, ranching, you name it. It's all here in Northwest Texas. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at prattontexas.com. My friends, the Ragtown Gospel Theater, still going on with 33 AD. I absolutely love this play. It's one of the most serious, thought-provoking plays that playwright Chip Polk has written, and it is excellent. I know a group from my church in Lubbock went this last Saturday. All shows are at 3 p.m. on Saturdays. There's two more Saturdays in this first play of this 18th season of the Ragtown Gospel Theater. And it was great. I sat, when I went last time, behind a group from down in Abilene. And good to see all of those folks and others there. And groups from Amarillo, Lubbock, and all over. It's really good. Don't forget, you can get your tickets, get yourself reserved up for this coming Saturday or April 20th, the last show of AD 33. You can get that done at ragtown.com. Just wanted to let you know. Oh, and on last week, I put out the word for entries for another $25 gift certificate to one of my absolute favorite places for lunch in Lubbock, and really one of the neatest environments in Lubbock for eating. They have dinner as well. They're really a high-end, very nice bar as well, but very good food. And it's called Narrow Bar, and it's narrow, that's why, but it has one of the best outdoor sections when the weather's nice, you can imagine, in the hub city of Lubbock. And for those of you in Lubbock, I asked you to get your entries in last week, gave you Thursday and Friday. We got all those entries for a $25 gift certificate for lunch at Narrow Bar. And Leah, last initial A, I don't give the whole name out, but Leah A of Lubbock was our winner. It's our second winner. We'll be giving away more $25 gift certificates to Narrow Bar. It is my favorite place for lunch, one of the top places to go to. It's so quick, so well-priced, and very, very good. Isabel and I both like it a lot. So do some of our friends. And we got with them, said, look, people don't even know you're here. They said, that's right. If you're not part of the downtown thing, you just don't know what all's happened down there. It's so fabulous. It's in the ground floor of the big building that's McDougal Plaza. It used to, where the, you know, the Lubbock Club used to be on top. It was the First National Bank building for decades. And get down there, Narrow Bar, but be listening. We'll have more chances for you to win. Congratulations to Leah. I emailed her, and she was excited, and I was excited that she won. All right, my friends, where was I yesterday? I ran the repeat show of the big breaking news from few days back, I guess, a week or two, a couple of weeks ago, that all the charges against Ken Paxton were dropped. They didn't go to court. And I hope you heard it. I got to listen to it yesterday on our Abilene affiliate, Q Country, 96.1 FM. Listened to it all the way up until, well, I was, west of Anson when it finished, heading back to the high ground of Texas. That's right. Isabel and I went to see the eclipse. Now, that's a big deal for me because I just have a personality sort of like Rush. We had so many similarities that I don't like things that everybody else wants to do. It's a big deal. I just tend to stay away. But I had a very good friend of the show, man who many listeners will remember, who ran the board for the show and our network control for a while and sometimes just love him. He's a former air traffic controller. He's a great professional photographer. Jody Smyers, and Jody really talked us into going. He said, you need to see this. And he put it in terms that resonated with me because I'm a reader of my Bible and I'm a reader and understander, I think, of history. And when he was saying, you know, when you're there, you've seen a lot of eclipses. Yeah, I have, but you've never seen the totality. Nope. Where you see he said, it's going to just reinforce your faith in God and his great creation. And Jody was talking about it. And I got to thinking, you know, all through history, not just biblical, but all through history, eclipses like this and things they're recorded. And some of the earliest things that civilizations figured out was how to calculate these things. It's astonishing that they were able to do so if you actually understand the celestial mechanics involved. And it's that big a deal because these things meant so much and changed the world in cases. Kingdoms fall, kingdoms rise. And this is right here. You're not going to be able to see one like this in the rest of my lifetime, nearby anywhere. And we went. And I am so glad that we did. And thank you, Jody Smyers. And in fact, I want to try to make time later this week or so. I know he was hosting a huge thing. He's a professional photographer. He and another who have done these things, I think, had photographers coming in from all over for a big seminar last week and then photographing of the event. And Jody, thank you so much. I want to have him on the show to talk about it. His enthusiasm is contagious, but it really was fabulous. There are a few headlines out there today. Businessman who brought group of 40 to Central Texas for eclipse leaves for better viewing options in Illinois. Real wealthy guy that owns New Skin Enterprises, or one of the founders of it. He doesn't run it anymore. I guess he's chairman or something. He had his personal jet down to Waco, and they left early Monday morning to get out from under the cloud cover that was coming in and take them somewhere else. Must be nice to be able to do it that way. We had to get up very early and drive. Of course, we saw no traffic. We saw on our way all the way inside almost the center of the zone of totality. We saw two people stopped on the side of the road at stop-offs. There was no traffic, nothing. Because most people, I guess, came in early, but I knew coming in from a direction other than the big nutso-filled cities would be easier. We went to Hamilton, county seat of Hamilton County, the town of Hamilton. It was very nice. They had a really nice little park on Pecan Creek. People next to us were adults, older adults from Colorado, and then you get to this, after the solar eclipse, traffic on Texas highways brought eclipse chasers back to Earth. Now, that is true. I will say all the media puffery about all this stuff being out of gas and food, it's all stupidity, and anybody with a brain knew that was to begin with. But coming back all the way till we left the train at Lubbock, it was the most traffic I've ever seen for that extended of a difference all evening. And most of the license plates were Colorado and Utah. A lot of New Mexico, but tremendous number of Colorado, tremendous number from Utah. I mean, people from all over came for this thing, and we got very fortunate. The Lord provided. We had clear skies over us in Hamilton, and it really was worth the time.
Fred on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
About visiting the show's official dentist in Costa Rica, a couple from Lubbock learned what I mean about turning a trip to the dentist into a vacation virtually free. We used your suggestion to go to Sylvia in Costa Rica. She was wonderful. Instead of $7,400, I spent $1,640, and not only for my dental work, but my husband's too. It was a refreshing adventure, and she guided us in things to do. Thank you for letting listeners know. Arrange your adventure to Dr. Sylvia Zuniga by clicking on the DentoCare banner at PrattonTexas.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, lovers of Texas and of liberty, it's time for the show that celebrates the spirit of Alamo. Here's your Texan-in-Chief, Texas political swami, the man bad politicians hate and the good call friend. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas on this 9th of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. One day past the great eclipse, my friends, the Baker Hughes rotary rig count released on Friday. The U.S. was down by one drilling rig, drilling for oil or gas. Texas, though, had a big week, up seven last week to 297. We're still 80 below where we were a year ago at 377, but up seven this last week. The Texas Railroad Commission put out a piece today. Texas oil and gas production records tumbled in 2023. Production didn't tumble. Records tumbled. Oil production hit a record 1.92 billion, folks. Almost 2 billion. 1.92 billion barrels in 2023, which was 51 million barrels more than the previous record. Operators produced 12.01 trillion cubic feet of natural gas in 2023, beating the previous record by more than 13%. Just wonderful what entrepreneurism, free markets, non-government land, and non-federal land, and science all put together can do for mankind. It's just so incredibly wonderful. And that, we salute all of our oil and gas producers that are keeping the world alive, because all this other stuff is periphery, it's supplemental, it has no ability to provide us with the goods and services and things we need that only oil and gas can provide, despite the Biden administration's war now even on clean-burning natural gas, on liquefied natural gas facilities. Now, my friends, the big story, of course, we had been following on this program as much as any in the state, was all this electioneering that was being openly uncovered primarily by the conservative-leaning press. The mainstream press ignores lawbreaking, even egregious lawbreaking, when it comes from liberals and Democrats. They don't want to report on it. A few outlets did, but most of them didn't. We had school districts all over the state engaging in electioneering. And of course, our problem with this is, that was in the primary election, our problem with this is we even got judges to issue injunctions and temporary restraining orders against them, and still lots of the big, major, regular press wouldn't cover it. Because we get it. That's how it is. They're part of the revolution. They're propagandists, and they don't want to report things to you that don't fit their narrative. Fortunately, due to the work of people at the Texan, at the Texas Scorecard, and many other places, Current Revolt, you name it, we were able to report on a lot of this. And a huge hotbed of this were these emails sent out from two different principals in Denton ISD. Well, folks, this is finally getting to where it's more than just, well, you can't do it anymore. See, that's the problem. It's a problem our friend Bob Zimmerman complains about a lot on this blacklisting of Americans. These college officials, school officials, people everywhere do things to people that violate their most fundamental rights, and nothing ever happens to them. Very little ever happens to them. Even when the schools or bodies have to pay out an award settlement, it just comes from taxpayers or somebody. It doesn't come from these individuals, so there's no incentive to stop it. Well, I want to say congratulations to the Denton County District Attorney. I guess it was the District Attorney, could have been the County Attorney. Maybe we'll learn here. two of these principals, who are a married couple, Jesus and Lindsay Lujan, have been indicted because of these emails using the district's email system. They've been indicted by the state and Denton County Criminal Court for the unlawful use of an internal mail system for political advertising. These are Class A misdemeanors, which are pretty serious. Jesus Lujan's principal of the Borman Elementary School, Lindsay Lujan, and no, it's, I know, Lindsay Lujan. It's Lindsay Lujan, is the principal of Alexander Elementary School, as well as Denton ISD's director of special programs. The mass emails were sent out by this couple encouraging, they weren't encouraging staff to vote, they were telling them to vote, and included lists of candidates who they say support public schools, quote unquote, which is, this is extremely illegal. Included in Lindsay's emails, a quote from Diboll ISD Superintendent Brian Bowman about how to vote and who you got to vote for and all this. And he did, I mean, this was very direct electioneering, and apparently the grand jury agreed in Denton County because they've issued indictments against these people. You know, Attorney General Paxton, who due to that Court of Criminal Appeals ruling can't prosecute election fraud all of a sudden after decades, including back in the Democrat-run era, the Attorney General was specifically allowed so to do by the legislature. And that the Supreme Court for Criminal Matters came in and said, nope, you can't do it. It was just a political swipe at Paxton, I think. So he couldn't do it, but he could go after them in civil ways. And he did get a civil injunctive relief. A court did tell him, stop it. Well, this is very good because now you've got some principals who are hopefully personally having to pay for some lawyers. Maybe their union or something's going to pay for it or whatever, but they're facing some serious charges. And, of course, Denton ISD needs to, the evidence on the face of it is that they did it and they need to be removed from their positions, period, and not hired in Texas public schools for what they did. But this is very good. So they're going at them. They're going to have an arraignment hearing for the two of them on May 13th in Denton County Criminal Court number 4, number 3. And that's the way it should be. There need to be teeth in these things when we find them doing this stuff. Now, what we need to do even more is get a bunch of administrators and people indicted when they go for these, like they've always done, and tell everybody how to vote and bond issues and everything else, and really cross that line from just providing the facts to telling you making qualitative arguments like, well, this will be much better for the school. We'll have a better environment. But those are just qualitative opinions. It's electioneering. All they need to do is what the law says, is give you the facts. It'll cost this much. It'll make this much more debt. Meaning, of course, your property taxes always go up, even when they tell you they don't go up, because otherwise they'd be going down when old debt's paid off. We need these people to face similar consequences because they've been flouting the law all along. Now, there's another big action from the Attorney General's office. Today, they have told everyone they've sued Harris County for instituting what the AG claims is an unlawful guaranteed income program that redistributes public money in a manner that violates the Texas Constitution. The leftist there, the leftist county judge, Little Lena Hidalgo, pushed this program, and they just randomly, by lottery, select 1,928 eligible residents, you know, and they get $500 of cash payments each month for 18 months with, quote, no strings attached. The money comes from money they got from the supposed to have been for COVID relief, this federal largesse of our money. So no matter where you live in Texas, this is your money. But here's the problem. The Texas Constitution expressly forbids, quote, any county, city, town, or other political corporation or subdivision of the state to grant public money or things of value in aid of or to any individual. Now, I know my county for years, I don't know why, has run a low-income utilities assistance program and stuff like that. I've never understood how any of these things are legal. It's just not allowed for the local governments under the Texas Constitution to do these things. Any county, city, town, or other political corporation or subdivision of the state. Legislature could do it, but they can't. And you're also there's also an equal rights deal. Equal rights, and no man or set of men is entitled to exclusive separate public emoluments. Well, these are emoluments. The Attorney General says it's plainly unconstitutional. We're going to court to stop them in Harris County. Now, hey, who knows with the judges? I mean, we had some Republican judges rule the wrong way on enforcing election law on the highest court for criminal matters. We'll see where this goes.
He's only silent during the breaks. Pratt's back after this.
A Texas Aggie from the big country says he visited Dr. Sylvia Zuniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica, spent about $7,000 on the entire trip with his wife, and yet saved over $5,000. He asked, how could it be any better? Our Aggie friend and listener wrote, thank you for recommending Sylvia. Her work and service was what you said it would be. Very good. It took me several months of listening to you and researching on the internet to finally decide to do it. So glad I did. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dental Care. Click the banner at PrattOnTexas.com.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com. We'll never sell your information. Cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com for your free subscription.
LSG Tactical Arms has been my official Second Amendment and anti-wimp headquarters for over a decade, and Steve and the crew are still working to help you get the tools you need to stay safe, hunt well, or upgrade your gun collection. You can shop with LSG anytime online at lsgarms.com, lsgarms.com. You'll see pricing and availability of a huge selection of firearms, parts, and accessories. Order online and take delivery at LSG Tactical Arms. Online at lsgarms.com or stop by 2650 34th in Lubbock.
Say one thing at home, vote another at Austin. With Brett on Texas, you'll know the real story. Now, back to Brett.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. I said at the top of the show, wait until you hear how the Texas Tribune, the lefty Texas Tribune, characterizes, or the proper word is mischaracterizes, a new contract with Texas that had been put together by conservative legislators in the Texas House. Is, of course, there's going to be a big battle for, well, maybe a big battle, may not be, for the new Speaker of the House. I think it's hilarious. Let me tell you what it is first and what honest outlets, how they covered it, because the Texan and Scorecard and some other people covered it today, or yesterday and Sunday, as they've learned about it. Or Monday, I guess. Yeah, I was gone watching the eclipse. It was on Monday. That's right, the 8th. House lawmakers propose contract with Texas, quote unquote, to end, quote, liberal dysfunction, end quote. That was the headline at the Scorecard in a story by Brandon Waltons. And it's a group of current and incoming people that won elections, especially over some of these rhino incumbents. They're proposing a contract with Texas, you know, going back to the great Newt Gingrich deal, the contract with America. And it has a bunch of reforms in it. And they're none of them outside of the kind of thing that have been talked about for years and that a lot of members, even some that'll tell you they're against this, have privately been in favor of for a very long time. Letter was signed by current state reps Brian Harrison, Nate Schatzline, Steve Toth, Tony Tenderholt, J.M. Lozano. Some incoming members, Mitch Little, Don McLaughlin, Matt Morgan, Wes Verdell, Janice Holt, Shelley Luther, Brent Money, Mike Alcott signed the letter. They're invited. They just, it's an initial draft. They're inviting all colleagues to sign it. I'd like to see my state rep sign it. I think it's a very good piece. I think your state rep ought to sign it. And it's just interesting. Here's what they call for. 12 reforms only solicit support for speakership from Republican members. Well, you know, this is old hat. We passed a caucus rule for this that Dustin Burroughs of Lubbock, when he was newer down there, fresher down there, helped get done in the caucus. And that was the rule, but they've not followed it. In the practice of awarding Democrats with committee chairmanships, these are things in this contract with Texas. 3, ensure all GOP legislative priorities receive a floor vote before any Democrat bills. Well, you're the majority party. Shouldn't that be the case? Oh, no, no. Leadership for years has shut out Republican key priorities. 4. Replace the current liberal parliamentarians with staff committed to only offering advice or adherence to House rules, not to advancing their personal ideology. This is one that happened in Strauss. It's still going on. We've got a lifelong Democrat operative, big-time operative, who is the speaker. The speaker's chosen to be the parliamentarian, who, of course, is an advocate, not just somebody that votes in the Democrat primary. I mean, he is a lifelong political operative. That's how bad this stuff has been behind the scenes, folks. This isn't radical to say replace the current liberal parliamentarians with staff committed only to offering advice or adherence to House rules. That's it, because that's what a parliamentarian should do. They shouldn't be advancing their ideology, but that's been going on. 5. Limit the speaker to 2 terms to reduce the power over individual members. 6. Ensure there are no longer, in a lot of states do that. I think Florida does, other conservative states. 6. Ensure there are no longer any Democrat majority committees. That's right. Certainly as a majority party, there should not be a majority of Democrat vote on any of the House committees. 7. Stop parliamentary abuse by requiring only substantial adherence to House rules to keep hyper-technical points of order from killing good legislation. I think lots of members know that needs doing. 8. Allow audio-video recordings of all House proceedings, including point-of-order debates. That's important. 9. Start substantive work as soon as the session begins to end delays that kill priority legislation. Folks, in my lifetime, it has gone from bad, not really getting to work until about a third of the way in, to they don't even really get to hard work until the last 2.5 months. It's really bad, or 2 months. 10. Reform the calendars committee to increase transparency and accountability. Yes, that's going to bother some people with the power they've developed, but that needs doing. To have this committee that even Democrats are on, where it's secret and it's basically anybody can blackball your bill by not getting it a date to vote on, that's just wrong. It's not America, not Texan. 11. Select a Republican as Speaker pro tempore, of course. And 12. Decentralize power by prohibiting the distribution of political funds from the Speaker. The Speaker has so much power, he raises millions and millions and millions, and thus he uses that money and distributes that money amongst members, his buddies, his captains, his lieutenants, for re-election. Now, all of those are pretty reasonable things that pretty much any just civics-loving, you know, good old red-blooded American would like. Democrats would like it, but if you turn the wording around, that's exactly how they would run it when it comes to, there wouldn't be any Republican committee majorities when they're running things in this modern Democrat Party. They wouldn't be appointing Republicans to any kind of substantive committee chairman unless that Republican they know is really a rhino and is in their back pocket. There's nothing radical about this. It's what we would get anyway, and some of these transparency things need doing. What's the Texas Tribune's headline on this story today? Because they didn't get it up until this afternoon. It's a contract with Texas, right? Here's the headline. Texas House GOP hardliners issued list of demands for next speaker. I mean, come on, folks. That's risible. That's laughable to just pure insulting. Texas House GOP hardliners issue list of demands for a next speaker. All right, whatever. And they even point out in this story, it tracks very closely with Representative Oliverson's promises that he said he would do. And they cover the fact that this barring the speaker from distributing political funds, quote, Phelan spent millions of dollars from his campaign account over the last 2 cycles to defend his, you know, allies from challenges from within the Republican Party, from people that actually want reps to do what they promise people when they run for election instead of go down there and be just tools of the lobby and that kind of thing. And they point out the new contract with Texas broadly aligns with Oliver's pitch to realign the lower chamber with the priorities of the Republican Party, blah, blah, blah. I just think that's hilarious. It's a contract with Texas. They're asking other members to sign it. And they characterize it as Texas House GOP hardliners issues list of demands for next speaker. List of demands. Not exactly. I can see how you get to that point, but it is how this stuff is tilted in media coverage, ladies and gentlemen. It needs to be done. There, as I have long explained to people, I don't know, I've got to go down to Central Texas and speak at a big fundraiser as the keynote address for a big Republican women's fundraiser in the first part of May. And one of the reasons they wanted to have me is, again, I've been at this for 40 years actively. I've been at it since I was a little bitty child, but 40 years this year, 40 years actively working in Republican campaigns and the party and stuff in Texas. And one of the things, a lot of other people have been around, but they don't pay attention, they don't remember. There are just a lot of things. I've said this, and maybe I'll talk to them about it. I haven't put all that together yet. But one of the things that I've pointed out on the show over the years is that there are certain things about the Texas House and the Senate to a lesser degree, but at least the Senate, the leader of the Senate who runs the body, the lieutenant governor, is answerable directly to the voters. The House isn't. It has all this insulation. They elect their own leader. There are just things that would shock any good mainstream nonpartisan civics teacher or anybody else who thought they understood what a representative republic is. There are things in the House rules and the way it works, and this contract doesn't address them all. It might be a good start, that are really anathema to everything that we claim we're about as a representative republic. One committee chairman, he can just say, no, I don't want a bill to be heard. Even if everybody's for it, you can't get a vote. It's never going to get to the floor. That's not how a system's supposed to work, and we need change.
Pratt's back in a moment after we hear from those who pay the bills.
Judson Eddins of Eddins Furniture, located at 19th and Avenue N in downtown Lubbock, home of the Buy One, Get One Free recliner special starting at $599. Bring your dreams and imagination for your home, and we'll take care of the rest with affordable prices and fast delivery. Let our friendly staff help you pick out the furniture that you've been dreaming of. Family-owned and operated for 2.5 decades. Come to Eddins Furniture, 19th and Avenue N in Lubbock, and check out our website at eddinsfurniture.com.
Shop with Judson Eddins. He's one of us. If it moves in your warehouse or business with battery power, Texas Battery will keep it moving. Texas Battery is your source for the right battery for material handling equipment, from forklifts and scissor lifts to newer autonomous warehouse machines. If it moves with battery power, Texas Battery will keep it moving with the correct batteries. Rely on Texas Battery to keep your supply chain moving. Texas starts with TexasBattery.com. TexasBattery.com. That's TexasBattery.com.
Hey now, I'm Robert Campbell with Campbell Containers. Have you ever thought about building something out of a shipping container? Here at Campbell Containers, we stock 20 and 40 foot containers. Stop by our yard on I-20 just east of Abilene at exit 297 and check out our supply. Each sale box has a little orange price tag on the door. You can also visit our website at CampbellContainers.com or give me a call, 325-518-3309.
It's the real talk of Texas with the authentic accent thrown in free. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. I've got a lot of headlines I'd like to get to. Don't know if I will, but I do want to take time before I get to our Lone Star story of the day to go over Today in Texas History with you, sponsored by Hub City Title, Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. If you live in Lubbock, use them. They have in-house title examiners. They're fast. They're great people. HubCityTitle.com. Today, the 9th of April in 1554, three Spanish ships, the San Esteban, the Espiritu Santo, and the Santa Maria de Iquier, left Mexico, headed for Spain. They wrecked during a storm off Padre Island. One ship in the group, the San Andres, survived. Dozens of people drowned before reaching stores. Within 2 months, an expedition arrived, but was only able to recover half of the 1 million ducats. That's money. That were on the three wrecked ships. In 1947, 169 people were killed and 1,300 injured by a series of tornadoes in Texas. 1947, for all you morons that have bought into this, oh, the weather's getting more extreme, more extreme. Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Tomorrow, I believe, is the anniversary of Terrible Tuesday, the deadly tornado in Wichita Falls. In 1965, the Houston Astros played the Yankees at the Astrodome, the eighth wonder of the world. It was the first event to be held at the first big domed stadium. 1972, citizens of Lubbock voted to allow the sale of liquor in the city limits. That was liquor by the drink. At the time, it was the largest, quote, dry city in the U.S. That is just, you read this all the time, and it's just not right. I mean, I was at a board meeting in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a very rich cosmopolitan city, old oil money, in the 1980s, and the month before they had just gotten liquor by the drink. I'm not, so, yeah, I guess it's how you phrase it or how you decide what dry means. when I was a young man working in Dallas, all in North Dallas, all that fancy area of the Galleria, you couldn't sell liquor by the drink without a club membership, even in a restaurant. Now, 111 years ago today, April 9th, 1913, federal forces in Mexico temporarily detained a group of American sailors in Tampico, a big port in the Gulf. Tensions were high in the port city because it had been under attack by rebels seeking to overthrow the government of Victoriano Huerta, and because U.S. President Woodrow Wilson had refused to recognize Huerta as the legitimate leader of Mexico. The commander of the American naval forces at Tampico demanded a formal apology from the government, and Huerta refused to issue it. The U.S. invaded Veracruz on April 21st, and the rebel leader, Venustiano Carranza, accused Huerta of having provoked the invasion, and the rebels stepped up their campaign against the government. The embattled Huerta resigned in 1914 in July, continued to entertain hopes of a comeback, but that never happened, my friends, and these tensions are not new, is the point. Hub City Title, HubCityTitle.com, sponsors our look at Today in Texas History. This was an amazing story. I said, this is one of the strangest stories I've encountered in a long time. It came out of Vote Beat last week and then was picked up by lots of other media in Texas and elsewhere. A story originally from Natalia Contreras at VoteBeat.org. The story says that a vendor of voter registration management software is asking Texas counties that use its services to pay tens of thousands of dollars in surcharges to help them stay afloat, or they'll have to scramble for new ways to deal with voter registration, you know, here in the middle of a presidential election year. It's California-based Votech. Now, one of the things the story reports is that they have counties in Nevada and Illinois as well, but they haven't asked anybody but Texas counties to pay the surcharge. The Hays County, and this is big, I mean, a 35% surcharge on what counties agreed to pay them. The Hays County elections chief said, look, we don't know what we're going to do. I can't just write a check. We all have purchasing processes and procurement policies we have to abide by. The fact that the company has not asked counties in other states to pay is meaningful. It's meaningful. It means we probably shouldn't give them a dime. I think some counties may have already paid them in Texas. The CEO, John Medcalf, and this sounds just like a shakedown to me, says we got to have it or we may go out of business. He said, there were some legitimate things here. There's 32 counties in Texas that use this firm. He said some are up to 7 months late in payment. And as a small businessman, I'm telling you, this just kills you. You can't do business that way. The CEO said these delays plus mishandling by our payroll health insurance company caused additional concern. So they're in a cash flow squeeze. He says we should be profitable next year. We've got a new product coming, but we've got to assess a one-time surcharge of 35% on Texas clients this year. Yeah, right. So he said that some counties have already agreed to pay. He said, we don't want to see the counties harmed in any way. Really? Then you're paying them money we didn't agree to pay you. This is government purchasing. He said, we'll enter discussions with them, ask them how they can help while we're helping them. I just have to assume we'll all be adults in the room. You know, the adult in the room would be, if you're healthy, then go get some interim financing. You don't go to the taxpayers for it. You got bids out there and contracts. Apparently, the contracts didn't allow for you to get this kind of thing. He said he's gotten a positive response to the request. Some counties have agreed to pay. Yeah, because it's other people's money. This is the problem with people we've elected to government. Oh, sure. Okay. Tens of thousands of bucks? Sure, we'll pay you. Wasn't part of the contract? We'll pay you. That's just wrong. They've lost some big customers in Nevada, the two biggest counties. That's hurting them cash flow-wise as well. But what was interesting in this piece was going back to, I served on the Secretary of State at the time, Williamson, the congressman now out of Weatherford. He was Secretary of State. I served on the ad hoc committee to implement this Help America Vote Act stuff in Texas. Back when it passed in the early 2000s, that thing that came out of the Bush administration requires states to develop and implement, quote, a single uniform official centralized interactive computerized statewide voter registration list. And it varies by state how it's done. It says some states have one central database that connects the terminals and local jurisdictions. Others gather and compile information from each local jurisdiction's voter registration database. Texas uses a combination of those methods. Most Texas counties enter their voter registration data directly in a statewide database called the Texas Election Administration Management System, or TEAM. We developed that back in 2004, but apparently it's got a lot of flaws. Nearly half of Texas' 254 counties say it's so slow that it doesn't allow them to perform their jobs effectively. That was an audit way back in 2007 by the state auditor's office. Why hadn't it been fixed? We've had these budget surpluses. Well, more than a decade later, they say the team remains inconsistent. So in other words, that elections division at the Secretary of State's office hadn't done its job properly, or their vendor, or they haven't managed the vendor right. Can take anywhere from minutes to hours to produce a standard report using election data and stuff like that. So lots of counties, including the largest ones, maintain their own voter registration databases using these private vendors like Votech. And then they sync their data daily with Team to be in compliance with the law. Secretary of State's office approves the vendors to make sure that the data can go back and forth. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's disgusting that the state's developed system is unusable for larger counties. We also learned in this VoteBeat piece that the state's been working on a revamped version of Team set to launch next year. This audit that said it was bad was 2007. 2007! Folks, this is insane. Counties can migrate their data to the state system, start using it instead if they choose instead of these outside vendors. State already has most of the data because they have to sync every time. But then all your voter registration officials and everybody have to be trained on a new system and all that good stuff. What a story. What a strange story. This is strange in many ways. One, that this system that we were required to develop and use and that we do use statewide is so bad, and it's been bad since it was developed in 2004, 20 years ago, known to be so in 2007, and nothing substantive, nothing significant to fix the problem has happened since then. What have you governors been doing with your secretaries of state? Good grief. And then the other thing is that this company would just demand that you pay a lot more and that some counties would just agree to it. Crazy stuff out there, folks. I guess it shows that it's easier to do a shakedown when they're paying with somebody else's money. Ours. Oh, the clock's got me. Can't get in all the headlines. Long live Liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pride on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.